Sometimes Omaha still surprises you. You can walk into a neighborhood bar on 50th and Grover, and suddenly there's live French music, classical clarinet, people speaking both English and French, and a room full of strangers sharing the same experience together. That's part of what Alliance Française Omaha has been building for years. Not just language classes or cultural events, but small moments where people can feel connected to another part of the world. Katie Casher is the Vice President and Events Co-Chair for the Alliance Française Omaha, and her connection to the French language goes back to second grade.
So I started learning French when I was in second grade. They didn't offer it at my school, but there were a couple girls from Marin High School who came to teach us for fun every once in a while, and I just fell in love with the language. They taught us French Christmas carols. I fell in love with those, and I always knew that I wanted to study French.
That early love stayed with her. She went on to major in French in college, studied abroad in South France, and later spent a year living near Normandy teaching English. When she returned to Omaha, she wanted to hold on to that part of her life. But even with the years of fluency behind her, walking into an Alliance Française event felt intimidating.
I've been fluent in French for years, but I just didn't ever really have the confidence to join an Alliance Française event. I was very intimidated by it. I didn't think my French was good enough, and so I never went. And then I finally just went, and I realized nobody judges you, you know? Like, we all share the love of the language and the culture. It's not about being fluent. It's just hanging out with like-minded people.
The Alliance Française Omaha, or AFO, is part of a global network of organizers dedicated to promoting French language and culture. But in Omaha, the mission has a particular local flavor. The organization partners with Film Streams for French Cinema Nights, hosts an annual Bastille Day celebration, runs wine and cheese pairings with local cheesemakers, and brings members together for educational panels on topics like French politics.
Just any event that has something francophone, we just try to like attach to that and like make something out of it. There's so much more to France and French than the language. So we just try to keep our members just engaged and even non-members.
In a city that doesn't always think of itself as a hub for international culture, the AFO fills a quiet but meaningful gap. A place to explore a language, a cuisine, an art form without needing to book a flight to Paris. Casher says the experience of stepping into that world, even just for one evening, can be genuinely transformative.
It's not just about speaking the language, but it's being interested in other elements of French culture.
That openness is part of what makes this organization work. You don't need to be a scholar. You don't need to speak a word of French. You just need to be a little bit curious. This Sunday from 4 to 6 in the afternoon, the Alliance Française Omaha will host that very first cabaret at the Candlelight Lunch event space on 50th and Grover. For more information, you can visit afomaha.org. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.